Played against Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in Him, in Moses, His servant.
所以呢，其实神带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他希望以色列人了解他是一位怎么样的一位的神。
So when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, He wanted the Israelites to understand what kind of God He is.
所以神是一位怎么样的神呢？
So what kind of God is our Lord?
我希望呢用摩西在15章13节里面呢他一句话去总括出埃及这个经验。
I want to use chapter 15 verse 13 to summarize what kind of God our God is.
十三节里面说你凭慈爱领了你所属的百姓你凭能力引他们到你的圣所。
In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling.
其实在这节圣经里面呢，耶和华神就是好像一个牧人一样。
In this verse, our Lord, our God, is like a shepherd.
有趣的地方呢，只是这个领跟这个引这个字呢，在23:2-3呢，又重复出现了。
The interesting words here are the words lead and guide, which also appeared in the second and third verse of Psalms chapter 23.
大卫形容耶和华领我到河安切的水边，也为自己的名引导我走义路，就是简直形容耶和华。
And David described the Lord in such a way that the Lord leads me beside quiet waters.The Lord guides me along the right path for His name's sake.
神的带领呢，是用慈爱去带领他的他的百姓的。
God's leading is done through kindness, love.
你可以看见呢，神的带领呢，是一个无微不至的一个带领。
The leading is
就是很好像一个爸爸妈妈带领小孩这样子啊。
Okay, so the leading is a very loving and it's very comprehensive. It's all loving.
他完全知道了这些以色列人的需要。
He completely understands the needs of the Egyptians.
我们
the Israelites.
那我们刚刚看过这个电影呢，你知道当时以色列人出埃及的，单单是男人呢已经有600,000。
From the short video we saw, we know that just men alone there were over 600,000 of them.
但是圣经告诉我们，他们走的时候呢，不是空手离开的。
But the Bible told us that when they left, they did not leave empty-handed.
他是带了这些埃及人的。金器银器还有衣服呢一起来离开。
When they left with gold and silver articles and also clothing articles from the Egyptians.
其实如果你是一个奴隶呢，你不会简直盼望就是我走的时候呢还可以把人家的财宝呢一同带走的。
Because if you were a slave, you would not have such expectations that when you leave, you would take your master's wealth along with you.
但是神不单只让他们带走这些财宝，还有让他们带走这些牛羊。
But God not only allowed them to bring the wealth, but also the droves of livestock.
为什么神为他们预备这些呢？
Why did God prepare these things for them?
因为神知道啊，他们这些以色列人会在这个旷野里面呢，有一段时间的。
Because God knows that these people will be living in the desert for some time.
所以呢，他就为他们预备食物，为他们预备钱。
So God prepared food and prepared money for them.
所以呢，他们有需要的时候呢，可以在这个旷野里面遇到这些游牧。民族的时候可以去向他们买东西吃啊。
So when needs arise for these Israelites, they can approach the nomadic people in exchange for food.
其实呢，你在你的生命里面有没有经历了神就是tender loving care, 就是他对你的很慈爱的照顾。
So I want to know if you have experienced such tender loving care from our God in your lives.
我们上个月回香港的时候呢，其中一个我们每一次回去都要讨论一个问题，就是怎么把美金变成港币呢？
So last month when we returned to Hong Kong, we often discussed about how we can exchange US dollars to Hong Kong currency.
还有呢，我们这次会去日本，所以还要换成日元， 那么怎么办呢？
We also took along the way we also took a trip to Japan, and so we also talked about how we can best exchange to Japanese currency.
但是呢，神其实所有都有安排了。
But actually God had all that in his plan.
这一天我们 找了一个T4C的弟兄，早晨五点钟送我们去机场。
So that day when we were leaving, we found this brother from T4C that took us to the airport at 5 in the morning.
那么在车上面，他知道我们在车上面，他说：“我身上有8000块港币，你要不要跟我换呢？” 这是大概1000块美元啊。
And he inquired. He let us know that he had 8,000. Hong Kong currency, and he wanted to know if we want to exchange for that, and it's equivalent to about $1,000.
我其实我觉得很奇怪，你有谁在早晨五点钟的时候会口袋里面有8000块港币呢？
I was quite amazed because who would have 8,000 Hong Kong currency at 5 o'clock in the morning?
他说，因为他上个月回香港的时候剩下来的，所以他问我要不要跟他换，我说好啊。
And then he explained that these were leftover money he had from his own trip to Hong Kong a month before that. So he asked me if I want to exchange, and I said sure.
那么回到香港的时候，就去探访从前在T4C认识的弟兄姊妹啦。So
when we were back in Hong Kong, of course, we went to visit the brothers and sisters from T4C.
他们也知道我要去日本啦。And
they also found out that we were going to visit Japan.
有一个弟兄说， 我家里面有17万日元， 你要不要跟我换呢？
And one brother said to me that we have 17,000 Japanese currency. Do you want to exchange? 170,000.
Yeah. 我说谁在家里面有17万日元， 等着要找人去换呢？
I was once again quite amazed. Who would keep 170,000 Japanese currency in his house to wait for people to exchange?
他说，我上个礼拜去日本还剩下来的。Then
he explained to me that he had just visited Japan a week before my arrival, so he had leftovers.
所以我觉得神其实是没有改变的，他对我们的爱，当对当时以色列人的爱是一样的，他带领我们就是怎么很自信的去带领我们。So
that's why I believe that God has never changed. And his leading for us today is no different from his leading for the Israelites back then. And that is a very very detailed and very careful law.
神另外一个慈爱的表现呢，就是他带领他的百姓的时候呢，是按着这些人他的力量去带领他。
Another sign of God's kindness and love is he loves us the way that we need to be loved.
他知道他能够走多远的路，他知道他们的信心的程度到哪里，他就是这样子按照他们的力量去带领他们。
God knows how long the journey we can take. He knows how much strength we have in ourselves. So he leads us by how much faith that we have.
13章17节里面呢，告诉我们呢，其实呢，从迦南地，从埃及去迦南地最近的路，其实你看这个地图，你就知道，就是靠近海的这条路。From
the 17th verse of chapter 13, we understand that the shortest way to go from Egypt to Canaan is actually following along the coastline.
但是这条路，如果以色列人跑这条路呢，他必须要遇到腓力士人了。But
if the Israelites had taken that road, they would encounter the Philistines.
所以神没有选择这条路。Therefore,
God did not choose that road for them.
反而呢，带领以色列人走旷野的路，就是一条比较长的一条路。Instead,
God led them through the desert, which is a longer way.
因为神知道以色列人如果他出埃及的时候马上遇到打仗呢，他们大概不能承受这个压力就回到埃及去。
God knows that if the Israelites are confronted with wars as soon as they left Egypt, they may not be able to take this pressure and they might end up returning back to Egypt.
神是一个很合理的一个神。
God is a very reasonable God.
他应许我们当我们遇到试探的时候呢，我们的试探不会超过我们能力所能够忍受的。
God has promised us that when we are tempted, the temptation that we encounter will not exceed what we can bear.
为什么神会这样子做？
Why would God do such way?
圣经告诉我们，因为耶稣自己也曾经面对每一样不同的试探。
Because the Bible has told us that Jesus himself has faced various temptations.
所以他能够体恤我们人的软弱。
So he can understand our weaknesses.
耶稣自己说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus said himself that he's the good shepherd that lays down his life for his sheep.
所以你看，当神带领我们的时候呢，他是走在前面，按照我们的力量去带领我们的。
So the way God leads us, that he leads us by walking in front of us, and in a way that is appropriate to our strength.
我觉得呢，圣经用羊来形容我们人呢，是很有趣、很有意思的一个事情。
I find the fact that the Bible often used sheep to represent us humans is a very intriguing thought.
那你看看这些羊呢？
Why don't you look at these sheep?
它跑也跑不快。
When they run, they don't run very fast.
它的牙齿呢也没有力。
And their teeth are not that strong.
所以它们基本上呢就是一团肉。
What they basically offer is a bundle of meat.
所以如果它没有牧人人去带领它呢，它们是一个很可怜的、很没有保障的一个动物。
So if they must live without the shepherd, they are very pathetic, unprotected animals.
还有呢，其实羊呢是很笨的一个动物。
And it, as a matter of fact, the sheep are very dumb animals.
大概二十年前呢，在土耳其的时候，有一段新闻是讲到这些很笨的羊的。
About 20 years ago, there was this piece of news talking about the stupidity of the sheep.
就是有一条羊呢，它跑歪了，走。跑坏去了别的地方啊。
So there was this sheep that went away.
那么所有其他羊就跟着他了。
Then all of a sudden, all the sheep would follow that particular one.
那么这条羊呢，跑到一个山崖的时候呢，它就继续走啊。
And when the sheep came upon a cliff, they kept on walking.
那么就掉下去了。
And of course, he fell below.
后面几百条羊跟着他一直掉下去哦。
And the hundreds of sheep that followed him all followed suit.
所以呢，你看见呢，这些羊一方面不能保护自己，还有就是觉得羊呢是很笨的。
So the sheep not only has no ability to protect themselves, but they're also stupid.
我们也是同一样。
We are no different.
那如果有弟兄姐妹告诉你，哎，这个餐馆很好吃的，我告诉你，这个下午我们可能很多人都跟着下去。
So I'll tell you, for example, if there's one brother or sister tell you that there's a very good restaurant.Then by this afternoon, half the church will be over there.
还有呢，就是如果有人告诉你，哦，这个大学很好的，那么我们呢，其实也没有研究，就是好啊，送我们的儿女也去这个地方。
And if someone tells you that this particular university is very good, then without doing further research, we'll try hard to send our children there.
我小的时候也是这样子想啊，有人告诉我这个 major 好啊，念完这个 major 以后呢，你找工作很容易的，那么我就去念。
When I was younger, people would tell me that certain majors are very profitable, and therefore I would go pursue that major and become a career.
很多时候我们都没有想过，没有思考过，我们就跟着去做。
A lot of times we did not think, we did not reflect for ourselves, we just went ahead and did it.
所以你看，如果你前面这个人走错路了，你很有可能你也会走错路。
So the person that walks in front of you took the wrong road,it's entirely possible you'll end up taking the same wrong road.
这个就是为什么我们人需要神的带领了。
And that is why we people need God's leading.
而神，就是你看见神 其实他知道人的需要，所以他当以色列人出埃及的时候，他马上就用云柱跟火柱去带领以色列人。
God knows that people need him, and therefore, as soon as the Israelites were leaving Egypt, God will give them pillars of cloud and fire to lead them.
今天神怎么带领我们基督徒呢？
How is God leading us Christians today?
他就是神的灵，圣灵住在我们的心里面带领我们。
And God is doing the leading by placing his spirit in our hearts to lead us.
另外一个我们看见神好像一个牧人的带领呢，就是他凭能力去引我们到他的圣所。
Another way God leads us is by guiding us to his holy dwelling through his strength.
其实呢，你从整个故事里面很明显你看见神的大能。
Throughout this whole story, you can see God's leading.
我特别喜欢呢十五章第八到第十节里面呢，摩西是怎么去形容神的大能的。
And I especially like verses 8 through 10, how Moses described the almightiness of God.
第八节呢，摩西形容神呢，你发杯中的气，水就筑起成堆，大水极力于垒。
Verse 8 says that by the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. Their surging waters stood firm like a wall.
其实我觉得呢，就好像我们看童话故事里面的这些龙啊，它的背可以喷气的，那么呢，那个红海呢，就是简直呼分开，好像两个长在旁边一样。
Just like we read children's book, it's like a dragon blasting his breath out of his nostrils, and then with that, the waters are divided, and therefore the dry land appeared.
但是呢，如果你看下去第九节的时候呢，你就看见呢，当时是多么紧张的一个情形啊。
And verse 9 tells you how tense the situation was.
在第九节里面呢，重复了五次我要。
In verse 9, the phrase "I will" was repeated five times.
这些呢，就好像呢，这些军队坐在这个马车上面呢，他每一次。跑近一点的时候呢，他就讲一句，我要怎么怎么做。
It's like the horsemen riding on the chariots. That every time they get a little closer to the Israelites, they will proclaiming to themselves that they will do the following things.
讲到第五句的时候呢，第九节最后一句，他就说我要拔出刀来，趁手杀灭你们他们。
And the fifth time when the horseman said this, I will, and he was basically saying, I will draw my sword and my hand will destroy them.
就好像呢，这些埃及人呢，已经追到了以色列人的背后，快再跑一步就能够把他们杀死了。
It almost seemed like the Egyptians had almost caught up to the Israelites, and they were only one step behind them. Another step, they will be able to reach out to them.
但是第十节告诉我们神就叫着风一吹，海就把他们淹没，他们就与原沉在大水之中。
However, verse 10 tells us that God blew with his breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters.
所以最后呢，摩西在十一到十二节里面，他说：“耶和华众神之中，谁能像你？”谁能像你自胜自勇和可众可畏，施行其事？你伸出右手，地便吞灭他们。
And Moses once again in verse 11-12 said that Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them.
我们看完出埃及这个故事的时候。我相信我们都有同一样的结论，就是觉得神很伟大，很有能力。
So after we completed this whole story of Exodus, I believe every one of us will feel the same way, and that is God is great and God is all powerful.
我们觉得世上没有一个神好像耶和华这么有大能呢。
We all probably feel that there's no other gods can be anything like our like the Lord, who is all powerful.
但是问题呢，就是我们觉得耶和华好像只是停留在从前出埃及的年代。
Well, however, the issue may be that we often regard the Lord as something that had stayed in that time.
为什么我们今天看不见神的大能呢？
Why is it so that we cannot witness God's almightiness today?
好像呢，神没有好像从前这么有能力，他没有施行这些奇事在我们的生活当中。
Why is it God doesn't seem to be as all powerful as He was back then, no longer performing miracles?
为什么今天的耶和华是这么小呢？
Why is today's God so small?
要回答这个问题的时候呢，你必须要了解呢，其实神做每一件事情呢，他背后基本上都有同一个原因。To
answer this question, you must understand that in everything that God does, there is the very same reason behind them all.
为什么神创造天地万物呢？
Why did God create heaven and earth?
为什么神拯救我们人呢？
Why did God save us?
有没有人能告诉我为什么神做这些事情？
Can anyone of you tell me why did God do these things?
圣经告诉我们，不是因为神的，不是因为爱呀。
The Bible tells us it's not because of love.
是因为为了他自己的荣耀。
It's because it's for His own glory.
他做这一切，其实这个就是神做每一件事情最基本的一个动机。
So, for His glory is the very basic fundamental motivation for everything that God does.
他希望去显出他的荣耀。
He wants to manifest His glory.
其实这样事情，在我们平常的生活里面也有同样的类似的事情发生。And
actually, these things are not unique. They happen in our lives as well.
如果你是一个画家的时候，你就了解了。If
you are a painter, you understand.
你为什么画画？
Why do you paint pictures?
原因就是你希望人看见你的作品以后，他会觉得你是很有才华吗？
Because you want people to see your work, so they can know that you're very talented.
所以当神创造这个世界去拯救人类，包括他救以色列人出埃及，这些都是为了他的荣耀。
So when God created this world and to save all the people in this world and to take the Israelites out of Egypt, these things are all done for His own glory.
第二样事情你要了解的，神最关心有关人的quality这个级数是什么呢？
And the second thing you need to understand is the quality of man that God is most concerned with.
也不是爱哦。It's
not love.
最首要的，第一样重要的，就是你的信心。The
most important thing, the utmost important thing by far is your faith.
希伯来书11:6讲到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。Hebrews
chapter 11 verse 6 says that without faith it is impossible to please God.
你有了信才会爱神，你有了信你才会去敬畏他。
Only with faith that you will love God, and only with faith that you will worship Him.
所以你有这个了解的时候呢，你就了解当神带领以色列人出埃及、经过红海的时候呢，也是为了这两个原因。So
with that understanding, you will understand that when God led the Israelites out of Egypt through the Red Sea, it's for those very two same reasons.
神要显出他的荣耀。
God wants to manifest His glory.
神要建立人对他的信心。God
wants to establish man's faith in Him.
所以呢，其实在十章的第四节里面呢，神已经预言了，我要使法老的心刚硬，他要追赶他们时，我便在法老和他全军身上得荣耀，埃及人就知道我是耶和华。
And actually, God has already foretold this in verse 4 of chapter 14. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
从这句话里面呢，你看见神是主动的把以色列人摆在一个危机里面。
So through this verse, you know that God initiated this event where He put the Israelites in a dangerous situation.
原因就是他要在这件事情里面得到荣耀，还要去建立以色列人的信心。
And the reason for doing so was to gain glory through this event and also to establish Israelites' faith.
因为当人到他一个没有出路的危机的时候，还是相信神，神这其实就是最荣耀。
And so when a God gets the most glory, when a person is confronted with a very desperate situation without any way out, and he still has the faith, trust in God.
那么为什么我们今天好像见不到神，好像从前这么荣耀呢？
Why is it that it seems like today we can no longer see this sort of glory from God?
原因其实就是当我们面对一个危机的时候，我们没有用信心去回应神。
The reason is because when we are confronted with a crisis, we do not respond in faith.
我们大部分人呢，就好像这些以色列人一样。
Most of us are like the Israelites.
他们埋怨摩西。
They cried out to Moses.
他埋怨摩西，你为什么带领我们出埃及，要死在这个旷野里面呢？
Why they cried to Moses? Why did you bring us out of Egypt and led us to death in this desert?
我已经叫你不要逼我出埃及了。
I already told you not to force us to leave Egypt.
难道埃及没有坟地可以在死在埃及吗？
Is there no more graves left in Egypt for us to die in?
他们情愿在埃及当奴隶，不要死在旷野。
They would rather die in Egypt as slaves than dying in the desert.
其实如果当天没有好像摩西这样子的人坚持去信靠神呢，大概就没有过红海这个事情发生。
So it's quite possible that at that time, if there was no such person such as Moses to insist on putting their faith in God, then this particular event of crossing the Red Sea probably would not have happened.
其实摩西面对的困难比起以色列人更大。
The difficulties that Moses faced was probably a lot greater than what the Israelites were able to imagine.
因为他不但只见到这些敌人追到他面前。
Not only Moses were able to see the enemies approaching them.
还有想100万的以色列人在他面前埋怨，你说头痛不头痛？
And he also had 1,000,000 Israelites complaining to him. Do you believe that's a headache?
但是他坚持神的应许。
But he persisted on God's based on God's promise.
他知道神一定会带他们出埃及的。
He believed that God will lead them out of Egypt.
虽然现在走到红海的前面没有路可以再走，但是他知道神一定想一个方法去带领他们离开。
So even though they have come upon the shore of the Red Sea and there is no more road ahead of them, he believed that the Lord will find a way out for them.
所以呢，他在十三节里面，我觉得他讲了一句很勇敢的话。
So in verse 13, Moses made a very courageous statement.
他说：“不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要赐的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见。”耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管沉默，不要作声。
Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still.
其实大概，摩西是不知道神的计划是怎么样。
But in actuality, Moses probably did not know God's plan.
所以呢，他下一节呢，神呢讲了一句话，他的反应可能就是讲完这句话以后呢，就回去呼求耶和华了哈。
So after Moses made those statements, he probably turned to God, and that's why the following verses.
神就问他：“嘿，为什么你还在呼求我啊？叫一些人 往前走啊，但是前面就是海嘛。但是神说，我会为你打开这个海。
And the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Even though it's a sea in front of you, I will open the sea.
神就把这个海打开。
And God opened the sea.
其实我们今天看不见神的荣耀的作为呢，是因为我们没有好像摩西一样坚持到底。
So the reason we do not see God's almightiness is because we are not like Moses.Who persisted based on his faith.
其实以色列人虽然他们身体是出了埃及了，但是他们的心还有一部分留在埃及了。
The Israelites, even though physically they had moved on away from Egypt, but they had left their some of their hearts back in Egypt.
所以他每一次遇到困难的时候呢，总是说我们回埃及好了。
And that's why whenever they encounter difficulties, they always talked about returning back to Egypt.
我们会不会好像这些以色列人一样，你遇到危机的时候，你的反应就是埋怨呢？
Are we going to be anything like these Israelites that when we're confronted with a crisis, that we will do nothing but to complain?
你知道呢，以色列人从来没有直接的埋怨神的。
You know that Israelites never complained to God, at least not directly.
他总是投诉这个摩西。
But they always first cried out to Moses.
我们也是啊，我们不会直接的埋怨神的。
We're the very same way. We will never complain directly to God.
我们只是埋怨神所设立的这些领袖。
We will always complain about the leaders established by God.
好像这些丈夫啊。
For example, the husbands.
父母啊。
The parents.
你的老板啊。
Your bosses.
要不然呢，我们就这样子说。
Or we might say the following.
为什么我的命生得这么苦呢？
Why is my fate so terrible?
但是你要知道，神听到以色列人的埋怨摩西的话，就算在其实就是埋怨神一样。
But you have to understand that when the Israelites cried out to Moses, God understood very well that was no different from complaining to him directly.
我们要学习好像摩西一样，我们坚持到底。
We must be like Moses and persist on.
其实一个，其中一个很简单坚持到底的方法就是你站住，不要徒跑，你不要出声，等候耶和华的救恩。
So actually, there's a very easy way to stand firm, and that is not to flee away and not to make any noises and just wait on the Lord.
当摩西带领以色列人前去做的时候，最后神就把红海打开。
So when Moses led the Israelites to do that, then the Red Sea was divided.
十五章的第二节里面，摩西赞美耶和华说：“耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。”
In verse 2 of chapter 15, Moses praised the Lord, saying that the Lord is my strength and my defense; He has become my salvation.
耶和华是我们的力量的原因，就是因为他在我们软弱的时候显得完全。
The Lord is our strength is because He is perfect when we're weak.
他能使哀哭的人在夜间的时候歌唱。
He can help the sorrowful souls to be joyful in the middle of the night.
他能把这些在绝望中的人拯救出来。
He can rescue those who are desperate.
只要我们能够信靠神的时候，神就会显出他的荣耀的大能。
As long as we put our trust in Him, then God will show us His almightiness.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为从前你怎么样眷顾以色列人，你今天也同样眷顾我们。
You have cared for us the same way you have cared for the Israelites back then.
你按照我们的力量去带领我们。
You have to lead us in a way that's bearable to us.
你知道我们一切生活上面的需要。
You know all of our needs in our daily lives.
如果我们遇到困难的时候能够坚持去跟随你的时候，我们就会见到神你的救恩。
If we can persist and place our trust in you, even in the midst of crisis, we will see your salvation.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.